Welcome to Shom Machshava Nadaf. We're Mesachim Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, in the top of the page, speaks about the difference between a testimony and eating chametz. And the reason why people will not make a mistake when they're coming to testify is because Eidus Mesura Lizrizim. A testimony is Masur, is given to people that are Zoris, while chametz, Lakoma, so chametz is given to everybody. So people there may make more mistakes, and therefore we're more careful about the time that we're answering to eat chametz. Now Rashi says, what does it mean, Eidus Mesura Lizrizim? Says Rashi, Ein Odom Bo La'ida L'Nefesh, a person doesn't come to testify, Elin Ken Boki B'Shores, unless he's very knowledgeable about hours. L'Fishu Yudea She'Soif L'Yidorash B'Dishu Chagir, because he knows he's going to be investigated and interrogated. Aval chometz al kol mutol, the chometz is given to everybody. So Rashi explains that be'edus, people are very knowledgeable about the hours. They're not going to come to testify without knowing the exact hour. So what does it have to do with edus mesura lizrizim? What does zrizus have to do over here? It's nothing to do with zrizus. It has to do with now being knowledgeable. So this goes back to what we touched upon when we spoke about the idea early in the Masechta of Zrizim Magdil Mitzvahs, and we touch upon this as well in the end of Eruvin, when we spoke about Karhanim Zrizimim, Ubnei Chabur Zrizimim, and the idea is as follows. The Mesir Zisharim tells us that what is Zrizus all about? Zrizus means when a person is completely focused on the mitzvah and he has nothing else that is disturbing him or removing his thought from the mitzvah. Meaning, Zrizus doesn't mean just to hurry up. But Zrizus means to elevate yourself from your physical boundaries and to be able to focus your mind in a way that will not steer you away from the focus of the mitzvah. That's why Zahirus Mevi'al de Zrizus, a person who's very careful in mitzvahs, he'll come to be Zoris, meaning he's going to come to overcome his boundaries, his physical limitations, to be focused in mitzvah and do it correctly. And here can add what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, that it says, Adam Arisha was kicked out of Gan Eden, and Kosh Baruch Hu put in front of Gan Eden, La Tachev Mitapeches, the double-edged sword. What does it mean, a double-edged sword? What's the oimik of that? So my Rebbe said, in the name of the Arizal, the Pshat is, that Kosh Baruch Hu took away the ability for people to focus. For a person to sit down for days and hours to focus on one thing, it's impossible. A person always has things that cause him, he has his physical needs that cause him to think about other things. He becomes hungry, becomes tired. He's unable to be 100% focused. If a person was able to focus for hours and days, he would be able to touch Eitz HaChayim. He would be able to live forever. That's what the Arizal says. So that's the pshat, the Adam HaRishon, when he did the chet, he was kicked out of Gan Eden, and Kosh Baruch Hu put him in a state that he's not able to connect Eitz HaChayim with his mind. Zrizim is someone who is able to somewhat overcome a little bit of that limitation. And that's what you see over here in Rashi. Edim or Zrizim, why are they Zrizim? Because they're laser focused. They know exactly the case. They're not going to come to Beis Din if they didn't prepare themselves. That's what a Zoriz is. A Zoriz is someone who's able to overcome these limitations. That's what we use over here, this language of Zrizus, even though it's something to do with going, being in a rush or hurrying up. Anybody wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, send an email to shortmachshava@gmail.com.